as much as his state of mind did. Lately, he wasn't comfortable walking the halls of his company. He didn't feel at ease leading his own executive staff meetings, and certainly he wasn't looking forward to meeting with the board tomorrow. They probably wouldn't be too tough on him, he thought, but they wouldn't be patting him on the back either. Staring out toward the Bay Bridge, Andrew noticed that there were no cars heading east toward Oakland. That seemed odd. Andrew always marveled at the traffic that filled the city at all hours of the night. He looked over at the clock on his desk and saw that it was 12:02 a.m. Even at this hour, there were always cars on the bridge. Then it hit him. In his mind's eye, Andrew saw the orange road signs he had been driving by on his way home every night for the past 2 weeks. Bay Bridge closed for repairs, midnight to 5 a.m. It hadn't occurred to Andrew that he might need to cross the bridge at this hour. Slowly, it dawned on him that he would not be driving home tonight. On any other night, he would just check into one of the full-service hotels near the office, give his clothes to the all-night dry-cleaning service, and be ready to go by morning. But tonight, Andrew wanted to sleep in his own bed, if only for a few hours. Besides, he was determined to see his wife and kids in the morning. Though he would never admit it, Andrew needed a little moral support.